Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues, all blues and nothing but the blues. My name is Johnny Cox. I'm your host today. Today's show is all about acoustic blues. Nothing but acoustic guitar and maybe some harmonica mixed in. And you think about George Thorogood and Bad to the Bone, the last thing you think about it but is an acoustic guitar. But Miss Carolyn Wonderland gave it a shot. Let's hear what that sounds like.
On the day I was born, nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse, she spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Lord, I'm bad, yeah, bad to the bone. Yeah, I'm bad, bad, bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts well before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before it is I am through. I wanna be your pretty baby, yours and yours alone. But I gotta tell you something, honey. Lord, I'm bad to the bone. Yes, I'm bad, bad, bad to the bone. Yeah, I'm bad, Lord, to the bone.
Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues. My old gal's a good old pal, and she looks like a waterfowl when I get them deep river blues. Ain't no one to cry for me, and the fish all go out on a spree when I get them deep river blues. Give me back my old boat, I'm gonna sail if she'll float, 'cause I got them deep river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals, times are better there, I'm told, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let it rain, let it pour, and let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues. If my boat sinks with me, I'll go down, don't you see, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Now I'm gonna say goodbye, and if I sink, just let me die, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues.
That was Deep River Blues from Mr. Doc Watson. Doc Watson is one of the absolute greatest guitar players ever. Back in the 60s, there were three influential guitar players in country music. That was Merle Travis, Chet Atkins, and Doc Watson. Merle and Chet went on, you know, to play their electric guitars and got into more of their country swing and more of the standards. Doc stayed in Deep Gap, North Carolina, and he became blind at an early age. But he is just one of the greatest guitar players ever. He toured many years with his son Merle, and his son tragically died in an accident on the farm. Doc took some time off, but he came back until his passing in 1985. If anybody doesn't know who Doc Watson is, you really need to research this. He is one of the greatest guitar players, whether it be blues, country, acoustic, or electric. He won 7 Grammy Awards and played with really more artists you can even count. He was just that good. Before that, you heard Bad to the Bone with Miss Carolyn Wonderland. She's considered the torchbearer of the blues in Texas, and she's been doing it since the age of 15. She's also a consummate guitarist. She's from Houston. She mixes rural blues, roadhouse blues, jump blues, and some R&B, and she has a very unique style. She's a very aggressive finger-picking style, and the reason she did that is because her mother had a guitar that looked really good. Nobody played it, but she didn't want to scratch on it, so she wouldn't let her daughter use a pick. So she learned to finger-pick, and she's very good, and she tours with a lot of people. She's very respected in Texas and in the South. She's toured with B.B. King, Johnny Winter, Buddy Guy, and Delbert McClinton, and many more. If you haven't heard of Carolyn Wonderland, you really need to research this artist also. She's very good. Let's get right back into it. Let's hear some guitar and harmonica rag. Thank you.
calls the reef, closing in on me, doing 3 to 5 hard labor, for armed robbery. I had 2 years behind me, but I could not wait the time. Every time I thought about it, well, I died some more inside. And I had stripes on my back, and memories of her. For the only time I seen sunshine was when I went to work, digging ditches for the chain gang, and sleeping in the cold. Oh Lord, please forgive me, 'cause I could not wait parole. I'm coming home to see you, Jesus. Well, it feels so close this time. Please take mercy on a soldier from the Florida-Georgia line. When they find me, they must kill me. Oh, Jesus, save my soul. I can't go back down to Rayford. I can't take that anymore. Behind me, oh Lord, have been so sad. I fought proudly for my country when the times were bad. Now they say I'm guilty. When they find me, I must die. Only me and Jesus know that I never stole a dime. Vietnam was over, there was no work here for me. I had a pretty wife awaiting, and 2 kids I had to feed. Well, I'm one of America's heroes, and when they shoot me down, won't you fly, oh glory, proudly, put my medals in the ground. I'm coming home to see you, Jesus. Well, it feels so close this time. Please take mercy on a soldier from the Alabama line. When they find me, they must kill me. Oh, Jesus, save my soul. I can't go back down to Rayford. I can't take that anymore.
Before you heard, before that song there, you heard from Cephas and Wiggins, the guitar and harmonica rag. You know, one thing I've really enjoyed about doing this show is I do a lot of research, and under the research, you know, of acoustic blues, I discovered these artists, Cephas and Wiggins. These were 2 men, one played the guitar, one played the harmonica. That was it. They never did anything different. They were from Washington, D.C., and their style of blues was called Piedmont blues. Not necessarily the 1-4-5. It's structured around it, but a little bit different. The picking is different. The harmonica playing is different. And people call it East Coast blues or Southeastern blues. Maybe a little more recognizable down here in the South Carolina Lowcountry. But, you know, he had a very distinct picking style. Nothing but his thumb and forefinger. His thumb picked the bass notes, and he usually picked in a downward stroke with his forefinger. And they were so representative of America that back in the 80s and 90s, the State Department, the United States, sent them on a tour across the world to represent American music. They played Europe, they played Asia, they played South America. They even played the former Soviet Union. So it's really been a treat discovering and finding these artists that I never heard of before. And the last song we played was Four Walls of Rayford. And, sang by Jamie Johnson. But everybody who knows anything about Southern rock music, that's a Lynyrd Skynyrd song. I like to throw a little twist right there at the end. And, Skinner's known for their hard driving, Southern rock and roll sound. But Ronnie Van Zant, he also wrote some good blues songs. Everybody knows, Mr. Banker and Curtis Lowe. And there was The Four Walls of Rayford, about a man who went to prison, wrongly charged. What a better subject for a blues song. But Jamie Johnson did a really good on that. Skinner did that way back in the Muscle Shoals days, really before they were signed to a big record contract. And Jamie Johnson put a little bit more of a modern sound to it with the dobro. Well, that's about it for today's show. I can't thank you enough for tuning in. If you have any questions, requests, remarks, disagreements from my recollection or my version of the history, please log on, wvffradio.com. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line. My name is Johnny Cox. You listen to WVFF Radio, Veterans for Freedom, 97.7.